Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today's show on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil is reaching the end of your financial rope. And, you know, this comes from this idea that's in Ecclesiastes 4:12. And what it says is, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And so when you think about this rope, of three strands not being easy to break, if it was just one, two, and three, reminds you of
the three-legged stool of retirement income, which right. I've been taught since I've come into the business, and it's real actually from the 1940s. So you got Laryngitis John today, so I'm going to be limiting some of my words. But you've got on the three-legged stool of retirement. It compares with that is that it's not easily broken. And if you, the three legs are Social Security and then what was pensions, which is now IRAs or 401ks or defined contribution, and then personal savings. So those are the three legs of the stool. And you know what happens when one of the legs becomes weakened or broken, the stool falls over.
So like it taught in Ecclesiastes 4, right? That if you got one strand of your financial income in retirement, right, it's a tough situation. One can be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. So if you got, say, Social Security, because everybody's got Social Security, well, not everybody, but most everybody, and then if you add to that an IRA, then you're in a little bit better shape. But if you have three strands, right, it's pretty hard to overpower.
Which is the personal savings part.
Right.
That it's not easily broken or it's not going to collapse. And so what we're getting at here today is there's a lot of folks out there in retirement that are just collecting their Social Security check. And by the way, they tend to know exactly what that thing is. Okay. I mean, they know the amount and they know what the husband's is and the wife's is. And then they're just drawing money out of their IRA as they need it and just kind of rolling along. I mean, that's the typical person out there.
And the idea is that we don't want them to reach the end of their financial rope. In other words, outlive your money. But it's an interesting thing that we got 7 worries tab at the website. If you go to cardinaladvisors.com, right, you'll see the 7 worries tab. But you made a remarkable observance at lunch. You said, really, we could have the 7 faith tabs up there, but people have a tendency to worry rather than have faith, and that comes from, right, understanding what you're dealing with.
Well, that's correct, and it's cardinalguide.com. So anybody that's writing that down, and we do have the 7 worries tab up there, and we go through, and the 7 worries are, while we're talking about it, are Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, IRAs, investments in income, life insurance and estate planning, and income taxes for the 62 plus. And what I was saying at lunch is we really could call them the 7 faiths or the 7 areas of faith. But what people need to get some faith about this, and they, you know, need to stop worrying about it. And the way to stop worrying about it is to get a plan. Is the rest of what I was saying there is a lot of folks get into retirement. They make some decisions about each one of these areas, and they just kind of happen their way into retirement. And so, you know, what I'm going to recommend and what's really at the core of this show today is talking about having a well-thought-out plan for your retirement income and specifically doing it so you don't run out of money.
Right, and the idea of not outliving your money or, you know, not coming to the end of your rope. And as I teach special needs ministry, you know, it's an interesting thing that the word faith, if you were to see it in sign language, as we you know, teach our students there in special ministries is you point your head and then you take two hands and you hold them like you're holding in the end of a rope. Well, you know, faith is like that. You're holding on to something. And what this is really referring to in Ecclesiastes is, you know, the cord of three strands is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They work together to become, you know, that which we can hang on to in any set of circumstances. But it's fascinating how many things come in threes in life that really would give us faith if we understood, wow, there were three different strands of income coming in. And you've got stories, don't you, Hans, of people where, you know, they didn't see that they could have had a different plan if they'd have, you know, worked on these three streams.
And unfortunately, these stories happen with people what a lot of folks would say have a lot of money. I mean, the particular guy that I'm thinking about, just in his IRA or 401k turned into an IRA, when he retired at 73, he had $550,000. And he's living in a $700,000 house that it only has a $60,000 home equity loan on it. And then he owns two other residences, and they're worth about $200,000 each. One is mortgaged to the hilt and has a bunch of family in it. So it's really a net collector of money. And then he's got this other house that is paid for so that we could raise some cash, but he has no intention of selling it. And then he's also got an income coming in from Social Security, and then his wife does from Social Security. And then as well, he's got this annuity that's paying him almost $2,000 a month. I mean, you would just look at this. It's kind of what lulled him to sleep is, I don't need a plan. I got lots of money. Plus, he had a little part-time income he still gets from doing his old job. This guy's a scientist. So, you know, what he lacked all along is really a plan. I mean, because the $550,000 is down under $100,000. It's down to about $75,000. And you say, how can that happen in 5 years? Because he's 78 years old. And one thing he pointed this out to me, which I already knew, is, you know, if you're going to get $50,000 out of an IRA in retirement, you got to withdraw about 80 or 90 just so you can pay 30 to 40 in taxes to net the $50,000. So to get $50,000 out, you got to withdraw 90. And, you know, you do that for 5 years. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be right where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the situation. And so the neat thing is that as you begin to realize that, and really, I love when you look at the, you know, at cardinalguide.com and you go to the seven worries tab, one of those worries says income. But when you look at your book, The Complete Cardinal Guide for Planning for and Living in Retirement, you don't call it that. And part of the reason you're not calling it there at the website is you've had sort of a change in thinking within your own company of what that really is.
Yeah, within the company, I mean, in the first book, it's investing and living off of your money for the rest of your life, okay? Because I try to write the book in plain English. So it was right there in my head, but what editors do and the people around me is they get this stuff in a proper form. Well, then by the time we got to the second book, which is the workbook, it changed a little bit toward income, but it also just titled investments. And then by the time we got to the website and it was all laid out, the worry actually says income. So it means that within the organization, I had already made the sale. We just discovered this morning. It's not so much an inconsistency. It's just all of you, I shouldn't say all of you, but many of you and our listeners, you're probably thinking when you first get on the show that all we do is sell investments and make investments and just tell you where to put your money and how you're going to make money. And, you know, that's certainly part of what we do, but it's very little of what we do. And it's what a lot of people out there hanging a shingle out in the financial business, that is all they do. I'm a financial planner, and we're at Cardinal, we're financial planners. And so that involves a lot more than just investing your money. Such things as, okay, we've got to have a reliable income for the rest of our life. we can't be running out of money at 83 and still alive. Or, you know, if I'm dead at 77 and then my wife, who's surviving, unless she's running out of money at 83, it's just not good. Or having to sit here in a crisis like the gentleman that I was just speaking of, he's all of a sudden, he's under 100 grand in this account he's been living off of, and he's still got a lot of life ahead of him, and he's coming to me wondering what to do. And the good news is we're going to be able to do some things because he's got some assets, but he's going to be forced to make some decisions that he doesn't really want to make, okay? And we're going to lock this thing down, and we're going to get all three legs of the stool set up so that he can have retirement in peace.
Right, and not reach the end of his money or the end of his rope, so to speak. And the fascinating thing to me is that when I look at my own father's situation, you know, he was married in his last marriage to a lady who was, you know, 25, I'd be closer to 30 years younger than him. And so he never dreamed when he was setting out his financial plan, you know, to set up a plan in case she happened to pass away first. But God has other plans than our plans. And this is where it comes in really handy to have somebody sit with you as you begin to make this plan. Because again, it's not about what's in your balance at the end of the day. It's whether or not you have a steady income to meet your obligations as you continue to live.
Well, and it's the worry and the fear around that income, which is incurred by your children, by the way, because your father at this point is lying in a bed, and he's worried about things like oxygen and getting in and out of bed, and it's the family, it's you, that is really sitting here stressing over, and fortunately for him, he's not out of money, so that's all good, but there's plenty of people that do end up in these precarious positions, and it really all connects back to the planning that was missed in the decisions back 20 years ago.
Right. So can you imagine your own situation where you had three streams of money where you knew was coming, you know, over a period of as long as you may live? When we come back, we'll be talking about that very subject today, reaching the end of your financial rope. Certified financial planner Han Schaal, brought to you by Cardinal Guide. It's all at cardinalguide.com. You can get this chapter today, which is in the book, referred to as, right, post-retirement investment.
Yes.
And we're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Han Schaal. Today, we're talking about hopefully not reaching the end of our financial rope or reaching the end of our faith. And we've been talking about that out of Ecclesiastes 4:12, that a cord of not three strands or an income of three strands would not be easily broken. And Han, so we're going to get into these three strands and, you know, how can we plan for those? And I mean, I guess one of them, Social Security, we can...
Well, and let's talk about Social Security from the positive for a minute here. We spend so much negative time and we read so much negative stuff about it. I mean, so the way I see it, the biggest benefit of Social Security is you can't outlive your Social Security. You are going to get sent a Social Security check until you die. You may need to send that last one back. They can be pretty snitchy, but it's going to go on. If you live to 110, it's going to go on. If you die at 73, it's going to stop at 73. I mean, it's for the rest of your life. The next benefit to it is it's inflation adjusted. Now, there's a lot of griping going on where people have only gotten 1 and 2% over the last few years. But inflation has been extremely low for the last several years. But if inflation ramps up, which it may well do if you're in your retirement, if you're in your 60s now, Social Security will keep up with it. So you can't outlive it. It's going to keep up with inflation. But the downside of it, it's just not enough. I mean, it's I mean, it has to be enough for the people that don't have any savings or retirement savings, and they make it enough, but it's really not enough to have a
comfortable. It wasn't designed to be all that was there, right?
It's just one leg of the stool.
Right. So, you know, one strand is easily broken, but two can defend themselves.
Well, sure. And so the second one was pensions, and your pension is going to look a lot like Social Security. You can't outlive it. And if you set it up right, your spouse can't outlive it. But the fact remains, most people don't have those. What they've been replaced by is 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, IRAs, just anything where you got a pot of money that's for retirement that you haven't paid tax on the money yet. And so that presents a problem for the average consumer, even though it's nice. I got a guy up in Indiana that we talked about on some previous shows. He's got $1 million, and this guy doesn't view himself as a millionaire in his IRA. But now he's got the problem at 61 years old, retired. He's got to make that thing last for the whole rest of his life. And I experienced him a little overconfident because, you know, he's looking at that proverbial, boy, the least I'm going to make is 5% a year because I'm a good investor. And, you know, I maybe could even lean on 7. And he's almost thinking that he's going to get that 5% linear, you know, that it's just going to come in every year 5%. And that's not how the stock market works. He had a lot of troubles with this. He needs to live off it. And both he and his wife need to live off of this $1 million for the rest of their lives. And that presents a problem. And in effect, we need to turn it into a pension. And one of the ways we do that is by putting part of it into an annuity that provides a guaranteed income for very much like Social Security that you can't outlive.
Yeah, when I first started doing the show over a year ago, somebody asked me, Robbie, what's an annuity? I would have been about as clear on that one as, you know, how the pancreas works. But, you know, the basic of an annuity, the more I know about it, that's similar to Social Security. What a wonderful thing for so many people in their retirement. I mean, it's a way to turn on an income. It never stops.
It's a wonderful thing. Very misunderstood product. There's many people out there that don't understand them, and they'll lay a blanket. They're not very happy about these things, and they're going to advise people don't get them. And a lot of times people give that back to me, and they don't know why they're not good. They just know that they're not good. And you know, they're asking me, is that true? And I say, for some people in the wrong situation or whatever, sure they could be bad. But it's a miracle product. It's backed up by an insurance company, which is wonderful. I mean, you have billions and billions of dollars and calculations, and so you're going to get your money back out of the thing. And through a rider, an insurance company can guarantee, depending upon how long you wait to turn it on, that you and your spouse can get an income every month that's going to keep coming in till the second one of you dies. Just guaranteed. Even if the annuity runs out of money, but one or both of you is still alive, the checks keep coming in, just like a Social Security check. Now, I'm not suggesting that people take all of their money in this, you know, strand number two or leg number two, and they throw it all in an annuity to create a guaranteed income. I'm simply saying that if we got a Social Security check, we know what that is, and we know how much that is short of what we need and want to live on, then wouldn't it be nice to just take our minimums, or this guy with $1 million, we've gotten around $200,000-$300,000 of that $1 million that we're going to put in an annuity that he's not going to pull any income from it, and he's going to wait several years, and then he's got a guaranteed, all he's got to do is flip the switch, and now the checks start coming in, and he can't outlive them.
And there's another huge benefit to this particular strand of the rope that I see, that a lot of people's plan leaves out long-term care, and they think that Medicare is going to pick that up, or whatever they may think may happen, that their family might not end up into pretty a situation where they don't know how to take care of this individual anymore at home or what the situation is, and they don't have the insurance. And so that one strand can snap right off if there's no plan inside that, and those annuities can...
You can get them with long-term care enhancements, or we can separately take care of that. I really, in preparing for the show and talking to Robbie, I was just explaining the number one thing that can disrupt this plan. Once you get the plan done, you got the guarantees, and we're going to invest some of this money for growth, especially the guy with $1 million. We're going to get a balance of this that he's going to take some risks with and plan to do well and create extra money that we can do all kinds of things with. But what could disrupt his whole plan and someone else that maybe doesn't have the luxury of that extra money is long-term care. So let's just say you plan the legs of the stool to kick out $4,000 a month for the rest of your life, or $5,000 a month. And then you're just going along and you say, man, I'm going to have an easy time living on that and do things for my grandchildren. And, you know, as long as I don't have to pay a lot of taxes, I'm happy with that. Well, all of a sudden you're facing assisted living costs, home health care costs, whether it's one spouse or both or the survivor, and all of a sudden you have a need for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month for months and years. That just takes the whole plan and it just cuts all the legs off the stool is essentially what it does.
Or cuts the strands of the rope. And yeah, you've reached the end of your rope, and you know, then it comes Medicaid and some things that are kind of scary. I mean,
sure,
when you see what actually happens, and you know, the situation I observed with my own father's situation, he didn't have that particular leg of the stool, and that left us with some hard decisions that had to be made, because we realized that his whole estate was in risk over that one part of the decision that, you know, we could have planned for.
Yeah, and so doing with this gentleman up in Indiana, we are going to compare taking the same amount of money, putting it in an investment account, and still drawing out the income the same as the annuity, and then we're going to project. And guess what? In our projections, you end up with more in the invested account than you do with the annuity. And I'm going to tell you why that is. It's because you've assumed you're going to get the same return every year, and you've assumed a higher return that you may or may not get. So there's a whole bunch of if in that second plan. I mean, the projections look great, but you know how projections are. I mean, things don't generally work out just like that. With the annuity, there's a floor on that. I mean, it is guaranteed to be this amount if you start this income at this age, and it's guaranteed to send you checks to that amount till the second one of you dies. We're just talking about options here. I'm not giving any financial planning for you on the radio. I would suggest that you get in touch with me if you really want to look at your situation. All of this comes out of the Cardinal Guide, my books. I've got two of them. The chapters of the book are at cardinalguide.com. You can buy the books on Amazon. You can go to our website and see that and get them on Amazon. If you send me a message, I'll be glad to send them to you. Just tell me you're a listener of the show, you'd like one. And so we want to get to that third leg, because the third leg, you've already paid, or the third strand of the rope, you've already paid taxes on that money. So this guy also has $200,000 of just savings that he's got sitting there. And I'm encouraging him to really squirrel that money, because all of a sudden he might have an unplanned expense. He may need to do something for one of his children, get them out of some kind of mess, or buy a new roof, or buy a new car, or something with a big bulky expense. And that can just throw your tax situation crazy if you draw that money out of the IRA, and it can throw the income plan crazy. So we're going to want to have a bucket of money that we can draw from that we don't have to show as income, and that's going to keep our overall tax bill low.
Right, because if you're taking money out of savings, you can still not pay any tax on your Social Security, that income leg, because
absolutely
right, you already paid the tax on the savings. So as you're drawing that out monthly, it's not increasing your income as far as the IRS is concerned, and it's not adding to your Social Security.
We have some people that have sizable non-qualified savings, and then some IRA, which is number two strand, and they'll do like an every other year thing. So 1 year they'll pull it out of the IRA, and then they got to pay taxes on that amount and some on the Social Security. The next year they'll draw it mostly out of the non-qualified savings and just a little bit out of the IRA, and then they pay no taxes for that year. I mean, we got all kinds of strategies for folks really just designed on getting the most we can after taxes out of all three strands of the rope.
Right. But the basic principle, again, to me, and I love when I saw the evolution of the concept from the where it started out in the book, where it went to the workbook, where it ended up at the Seven Worries tab at cardinalguide.com, is the idea of what this really is turns out to be an income strand, hopefully a cord of three strands, that does not run out as long as you, no matter how long you live.
My experience, most folks at retirement and after retirement spend too much time worrying about their balance in their account, and then secondly, on the investment performances or investment losses. And we can help you deal with both of those risks by putting part of your money into a guaranteed annuity.
Right, right.
Okay.
And so you can see there's all sorts of different ways to look at this, but there's no doubt that having a certified financial planner, somebody to sit down and look at your situation with your particular set of circumstances, and they're all different. And we want to thank you for listening today. We hope that none of us reach the end of our faith rope, that we realize that we have a cord of extremely three heavy-duty strands in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Hans. It was a great show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.